You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Our Father, Maker and Creator of this entire universe, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is, Leave Those Blues Alone. My scripture is Psalm 137, 1 through 6, which states, By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they carried us away captive, required of us a song. And they that wasted us, required of us mirth, which is gladness, saying, Sing us one of those songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. My text is Psalm 137, 1, which reads, By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Psalm 137 reminds us of how important it is to not give up or quit. In order to be successful, one has to train and sacrifice. In order to be a winner, you cannot just quit because things are not going your way. Some people look for excuses to quit. Even before some people get married, they're looking for a way out. Some people go on a job looking to be fired. Some people go to church looking to find hypocrites. You will find what you are looking for. Excuses to fail is not the way out. The Israelites in our text found themselves in Babylonian captivity. They were there because they rebelled against God. They prayed for God to bring them out of slavery. They even made an oral agreement to let God be their God and they would be his people. God brought Israel out of slavery. He carried them through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Israel fought and secured the land, described as flowing with milk and honey. God was good to Israel, but Israel went astray from God. Once in the promised land, Israel drifted away from God. When things are well, Israel left out God. For punishment to Israel, they were placed into captivity. The leaders were taken into captivity. They were placed by the rivers of Babylon. They were isolated from the common people. These leaders spent their time living in the past. Too many people today cannot do anything because they're living in the past. The 137th Psalm begins by saying, By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, wept, and remembered Zion. The psalmist pointed out the attitude of a defeated people. They sat down. This means they had no intentions on doing anything. They wept when they remembered Zion. Here they are in a strange land. They take the position of a defeated people, not trying to do anything. Then they focus on the past, which they cannot change. Too many people live in the past. They spend all their time talking about what they should have or could have done. Israel was now had now lost their homes, independence, kingdom, worship center, and now they complain about what they do not have. Since they could not create the same worship scene as they had in Jerusalem, they had hung up their harps on the willow trees. They were placed by the rivers of Babylon in a strange land, a great way from their own country, which they were brought as prisoners of war. The land of Babylon was now a house of bondage to that people, as Egypt has been in their beginning. Their conqueror put them in four groups by the rivers, with design to employ them there and keep them to work in their galleys, and perhaps they chose it as a more depressive place and therefore most suitable to their sorrowful spirits. If they must build houses there, Jeremiah 29:5 states, "Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. It shall not be in the cities, the places of concourse, but by the rivers, the places of solitude, where they might mingle their tears with the streams." We find them, some of them, by the river Chebar. Ezekiel 1:3 states, "The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river of Chebar. And the hand of the Lord was there upon him. Others by the river Ulai." Daniel 8:2 states, "And I saw in a vision, and it came to pass, when I saw, that I was at Shushan in the palace, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Ulai. There they sat down to indulge their grief by meditating on their miseries." Jeremiah had taught them under this yoke to sit alone and keep silence and put their mouths in the dust. Lamentations 3:28 and 29 states, "He sitteth alone and keepeth silence because he had borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust. If so be there may be hope." We sat down as those that expected to stay and were content, since it was the will of God that it must be so. Thoughts of Zion drew tears from their eyes, and it was not a sudden passion of weeping, such as we are sometimes put into a trouble that surprises us, but they were deliberate tears. We sat down and wept, tears with consideration. We wept when we remembered Zion, the holy hill on which the temple was built. Their affection to God's house swallowed up their concern for their own houses. They remembered Zion's former glory and the satisfaction they had in Zion's courts. Lamentations 1:17 states, "Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and in her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy, and none did help her. The adversary saw her and did mock at her Sabbath." The abuses which their enemies put upon them when they were in this depressive state condition, they had carried them away captive from their own land and then wasted them in the land of their captivity, took what little they had from them. But this was not enough to complete their woes. They insulted over them. The Babylonian captives had required of us gladness and songs. The songs of Zion would be sacred songs, such as the Psalms. And apparently, the captives wanted Judeans to sing them for entertainment and perhaps gloating rather than for worship. This was barbarous and inhuman. Even an enemy in misery is to be pitied and not trampled upon. It augurs a low in value and dirty spirit to criticize severely those that are in distress, either with their former joys or with their present griefs, or to challenge them to be merry when we know they are out of tune for it. This is adding affliction to the afflicted. the constant affection they retained for Jerusalem, the city of their ceremonious observances, even now that they were in Babylon. Though their enemies teased them for talking so much of Jerusalem, their love to it is not in the least decreased. It is what they may be jeered for, but will never be jeered out of. To a Jew who is marked by showing reverence for God and devotion to divine worship, the request to be happy and sing Zion songs will be like asking them to forget Jerusalem, which would be an act of treachery against God, his covenant, and his people. His prayer is that, if he should consent to such treachery, the very right hand that would play the harp would instead forget its skill, and the tongue that would sing would instead stick to the roof of his mouth. CNN reports that extreme heat is baking a country woefully unprepared for the climate crisis. Hell is much hotter than this earthly heat. Jesus was crucified on a cross to pay the price for our sins. But after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. Therefore, let us honor him by trying to make heaven our home in all we say and do. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is grace. The word grace means more than just God's kindness toward us or even his mercy. It means his undeserved favor. It means God owes nothing to us and we deserve nothing from him. Ephesians 2:5 says it like this, that by grace you have been saved, which means our salvation was totally unmerited. It came solely because of God's grace. The motive of grace is the compassionate, infinite love of a merciful God. But the work of grace was Christ's death on the cross. When I imagine Christ hanging from the cross, the spikes in his hands, the crown of thorns on his brow, his blood draining from his body, the soldiers mocking him, then I begin to see the depth of God's grace. Then I realize that nothing can equal the infinite love of God for a sinful world. But God's grace is also shown when we humbly bow before Christ in repentance and faith. For then we find forgiveness. Thank God for his grace, for without it, we would have no hope. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to pray, put God first, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Be safe and stay encouraged, my friends. And remember, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Shalom.
You have been listening to Ministers Barbara Coleman and David Michael, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope we said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil.
Tune in to Torah Life Ministries with Paul Nisan, airing daily, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. and